Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 56.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Hey guys, this is Denard, bringing you another episode of Bear Podcast, and I'm here podcasting in the suburbs of Houston. It looks like Roy cannot join me today. It's a Saturday morning, 8:45 Central Time. Yeah, he's still not feeling well. Plus, he's in Dallas. Yeah, he's very excited about it. I'm excited for him, too. He's going to get to see his sweetie, Chris. Well, if you guys have been listening to episode 55, I was covering Bears to the Coast in South Padre Island. That was a really fun run. I met a lot of cool people. I also enjoyed the boogie boarding at the beach. You guys should try it sometime, you know, boogie boarding. Well, the beach in South Padre Island is good. Of course, there are other beaches here in the U.S. that are, you know, that are better. Like Fort Lauderdale, Miami, and Ogunquit, Maine. Yeah, I think I did a podcast back in August about the Ogunquit, Maine. Of course, Fort Lauderdale. I like the Fort Lauderdale, Miami. What is that again? The Hullover Beach. Yeah, I love that. There's nothing like, you know, walking around the beach, wearing nothing but shades, getting sun all over where the sun never shines. Yeah, it's always nice. Well, so far, those are the beaches that I like, Ogunquit, Maine, Fort Lauderdale, and Miami. I heard, of course, that the best ones are out of the country. So, like in my homeland, in the Philippines, Boracay. Probably some of you guys have heard about it. And there are lots of nice places too, like Thailand. And yeah, they have nice beaches there too. And let me see. Well, here in the U.S., if we're going to talk about here in the U.S., I think San Diego has a good beach too. I've never been there. Neither have I been to L.A. I'd like to go there too and try out the beaches. Oh, of course, Hawaii, yeah. Well, I have yet to see the beaches there. In August, I'll be there with my partner and the two other friends, Shaharam and Mark. Well, hopefully I could podcast there. Probably get together with the local bears there in Hawaii. That would be interesting. Anyway, to another topic. Yes, BM is now out. Our BM is now out. What am I talking about? Brokeback Mountain. Yeah, it's out on DVD. And I'd like to pick up a copy for the house here. And, well, simply because it's a good movie. For me, it has a strong impact because I could relate to it. Well, growing up in Manila, you're pretty much expected to marry. It's not easy to be gay there, you know. Some people there have misconceptions about gays. And I'm sure there are places here in the U.S. which are the same, you know, having misconceptions about gays. Well, anyway, back to the movie. I'm not going to talk about the Oscars and analyze why Brokeback Mountain didn't win the Best Picture, okay? Yeah, you know, Best Picture or whatever else it was nominated about. Well, I'm simply stating that this is a good movie, and some of you guys who haven't seen it might want to get the DVD. So I suggest you see it. What else do we have here? Oh yeah, okay. Let me play. I'm going to play a promo. From a Polar Bear podcast, not to be confused with Bear Podcast. This is Polar Bear Podcast. It's from, I don't think it's a gay site. It's a podcast by a guy from Sweden, and well, the guy is pretty cute himself. Okay, let me play the audio.
Hi guys, this is Andy at the Polar Bear Podcast. I just thought I'd let your listeners know about the one and only global podcast originating from Sweden. Yeah, that's right. It's a small country and podcasting hasn't really caught on here yet, although I'm trying my best, believe me. I'm on a mission, and this far I've been very successful in bringing new bands into the Podsafe Music Network, and hey, that's a start. Well, Polar Bear Podcast is a show about the exotic life in Sweden. Once a week, you can listen to things like the Swe News, Swedish as a 7th language, and of course, Swedish Podsafe music. And believe me, it's good. So if you want to learn more about how it is living in the paradise they call Sweden, you should definitely check out the Polar Bear Podcast. Thank you guys for letting me talk to your audience, and don't forget to visit polarbearpodcast.com today. This is Andy, signing off.
Well, Andy sent me an email and asked if I could play the promo. So go ahead and check him out at polarbearpodcast.com. Yeah, I should be doing the same thing, you know. I should be making my own promos, too, for other shows. I've been exchanging emails with Shannon before, you know, Shannon from B-Talk, and a few weeks back. Probably we could set up promos. I'll probably get back with him about it. So far I've done one with the Don and Drew show a few months ago. They played it, and when I emailed it to them, they played it the next day, which is good. They're pretty cool. Speaking of Don and Drew, I am now an official Don and Drew show minion. I got the minion package from them. and the Don and Drew show is one of the most famous podcasts in the world. I think they're top three this month. So yeah, they're very cool. You want to check it out. They're a straight couple in Wisconsin, but they're funny. Pretty cool. They're cool with gay guys too. And, you know, Excalibur, or should I say Fag Fan Roy, is always there. Also, another podcast that I've been listening to is a Drink Till We're Funny podcast. They're based in Chicago. They're two gay guys, and the lady. I heard she doesn't want to be called the fag hag, so we just call her the lady. they're John, Joshua, and Dina, I believe. Yeah, they're funny, very funny. This was actually suggested by King Jeff from Massachusetts. Well, thank you very much, Jeff. Oh, let me see. It's Questions Month last March. Yep, last month. It's Questions Month in LiveJournal, and people is exchanging questions, and, you know, they ask a lot of questions, and people just have to answer, and they post it in their journals. Okay, here's one from Robert. He's a friend of mine from College Station, Physics Cub. He goes by FZKS_Cub in LiveJournal. Okay, nerdy questions here. Do you think in English or Filipino? And do you ever accidentally slip into Filipino? yeah, I speak two languages, of course, English and, of course, Filipino. And the dialect is Tagalog. And, I'm getting used to English, so I think mostly in English now. It's out of habit now, so I got used to it. But even back in college, I talk a lot in Filipino, so I was talking a lot of Filipino. But now here in the U.S., I talk a lot in English, so I now think in English. Back in college, yeah, I talk in Filipino, and I think in Filipino. Most classes there, back in college, all my life, actually. Most classes were conducted in English. So here in the U.S., it's all I hear. But sometimes I do slip into Filipino words. Sometimes when I swear, like putangina or gago tarantado, you know, I would say those things. Yeah, I slip sometimes. Okay, another one from Alex. He's from he's in Iraq right now. He's going to be coming to the U.S. very soon. I think he's going to have a vacation. His strange writing in LiveJournal. He asks, I don't think I've ever heard it, but what do you do for a living besides Bear Podcast? Like, what's your actual job? Okay. I'm a software developer doing a lot of Power Builder and Visual Basic, .NET, and C# at work. I'm actually a business applications developer. I'm not a hacker or an encryption guru. Though sometimes I try. Well, on the side, I do some websites. I'm a web developer doing lots of PHP. And I built a Bear Podcast website from scratch. I'm doing it using Power Builder. Not Power Builder, PHP. And I'm also the webmaster of Houston Area Bears, Bears of San Antonio, and now Asians and Friends Houston. And I've been very busy with these websites, and sometimes it's hard to do the websites alongside with the podcasts. And yeah, doing the podcasts is time-consuming. It's time-consuming, but it's a little easy. It's easy to do, but it's time-consuming. Whereas doing websites, it requires a lot of thinking, a lot of imagination. I'm not really very very good at web design, but I pretty much do the back end part, doing the databases and the member management systems. That's what I do. So yeah, so right now I'm very busy with this podcast, and that's all. That's pretty much what I do for a living. Programmer by day and webmaster by night. Okay, so let me see. Let me go to other topics here. What do I have here? Oh yeah, I've been reading up on Planet Out. It's about blood donation. Okay, let me read an article here. Does the FDA's blood policy discriminate against gays? On March 9th, 2006, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration held a hearing to consider revising its policy in place since 1983 of making ineligible for blood donation for all men who have had sexual contact with another man, even once since 1977. The nation's blood supply has been screened for HIV since 1985, but this seemingly outdated policy has remained intact. In part because of the HIV tests, the three-month window period when new infections can go undetected. Well, just because I'm gay, does that mean I cannot donate blood? I think that's really stupid, you know. Okay, let me read on here. In a statement, Human Rights Campaign President Joe Salmanese called the current policy prejudiced. Our nation's leading blood services agree that there is no rational justification for treating gays and bisexual men different from straight men. He said, given modern testing and the fact that anyone can be vulnerable to infection, there is no medical or scientific rationale for this discriminatory policy. So, you know, well, it's good that the FDA is considering to change their policy now. Modern medicine is improving, you know, so remember, HIV does not discriminate. Well, I'm quite sure some of you guys do donate blood. Have you ever been disqualified because of your sexual orientation?
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
My feature for today is John McMullen. He works for Sirius Out Q 106. And okay, let me go to the website. John McMullen has been in the radio business since junior high school. By the time he graduated high school, he was the nation's youngest program director of the top 15 market hit music station, KUBE-FM Seattle, which he helped to build. Prior to joining Sirius in 2002, McMullen produced and hosted the first weekly international radio talk show for the GLBT community to be broadcast on the web. In 2003, John was named as one of the Out 100 for his role as a media innovator in creating GLBT radio. Okay, he says here, visit johnmcmullen.com. Hold on, let me check. Okay, let me see. Okay, the John McMullen Show is a nightly exchange of ideas, opinions, information, and stories reflecting a broad range of interests and points of view. Your participation in our nightly discussions are an important and valued aspect of the program. So, guys, want to call in? Call John McMullen, the John McMullen Show, toll-free 866-305-6887 between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern time, weeknights. Okay, yeah, check him out at that website. Anyway, why did I bring him up also here? It was very woofy. And, you know, John was at TBRU a few weeks ago, and he did a Sirius Radio 106 broadcast there. I saw him in person during the American Bear Contest. He's a very cute guy. Not only is he woofalicious, I was impressed with what he had to say. What he had to say when he was on the stage with She Got a Mustache. Here's an audio that I got from the show.
People who have other interesting things, like Gary and David, who I'm seeing over here for dinner tonight. These guys told an incredible story on the air. They're a binational couple from the U.S. and Canada. And if you're not aware, there's a law. She wants a piece of it. There is a law in this country, or as you probably know, because we're not equal, that gays and lesbians can't have their binational partners live here. And this has been one of the cause of love for my program, and I'd like to remind people, and just take one moment for a little political promotion. There are a group of more than 100 elected officials in this country now who supported the Permanent Partners Immigration Act. And these gentlemen, one of them was precluded from coming into this country for 5 years. And our heterosexual friends don't have that problem because they can get married. And I am really grateful to Gary and David for sharing their story on Bear Talk. And I'd like to encourage everybody here to write to your elected officials in Washington, D.C., and to ask them to support the Permanent Partners Immigration legislation so that we at least can be treated equally on that front, because yes! Love should have no borders. Yes!
What he was talking about is really important, because there are gay couples who cannot have the privileges of straight couples. I'm glad John brought it up last TBRU. So guys, check out John McMullen at johnmcmullen.com or on Sirius Satellite Radio OutQ 106. Okay, here are bear events, guys. Northwest Bears Spring Thaw in Seattle, Washington. Okay, let me read the text here. Bears from all over the country and beyond will gather in Seattle, Washington on April 20th to 23rd, 2006 for Northwest Bears Spring Thaw 12. Spring Thaw has been an ongoing event since 1994, when Northwest Bears invited bears from clubs up and down the Pacific Coast to Seattle to celebrate spring and the springtime beauty of the Puget Sound area. Is that Puget? Puget? I'm not sure. Puget? Anyway, so is there a website here? They don't have a website, but they do have email. Yeah, I'll post the email link to you guys so you could check them out. I'll post the their website if they have any on bearpodcast.com. Okay, another website, or another bear event, Bears Ventura, Bears to the Woods, Pine Mountain Club, California. Bears to the Woods, Pine Mountain Weekend, April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, 2006, hosted by the Bears Ventura. Bears Ventura heads up to the mountain once again. Ooh, Bear Ventura Mountain, as opposed to the Brokeback Mountain. Yeah. Anyway, come and join in the furry fun. Find out what the bears really do in the woods. Email them at events@bearsventura.org, or you can visit the website at bearsventura.org. How about in San Francisco, California, Snugglefest 2006? Well, let me see here. Cubs Club of California presents Snugglefest 2006. Cubs invade the bay, the San Francisco Bay, the area that is. Check out their website at CubsClubCA.com. Of course, White Plains, New York. I'm looking at the website. What is this? The Bear-Trek.com. Yes, Bear Trek 2006, a weekend of friendship. Yeah, Bear Trek comes again to the East Coast with a new and bigger hotel, exciting events, and Shan Carr performing. I don't know who Shan Carr is. It is to raise money for AIDS-related community services. Last year, we had over 500, and we expect over 800 with the new hotel exclusively for the Bears. Pool parties, dances, bear bingo. Ooh, I like bear bingo. It's always funny. Huge raffle prizes. Host hotel rooms and packages are limited as of January 28th, and so they're asking for you guys to register now. I think it is organized by Steve O. Harris of Bears Life magazine. And, of course, Michael Goldberg also. And I think they're going to be there. Well, I want to go there. I want to go to White Plains. Anyway, check out the website at bear-trek.com. Okay, I'm going to do some shout-outs from the Frapper page. People who are visiting the Frapper page. Let me see here. Oh, Ricky B. Hey, guys. Great job. Keep up the woodwork. Yes. He's a Miller Time 77 at... Live Journal, thank you very much for posting, Ricky. It's good to see you. Wow, you're a cutie. Woof. Okay, let me see who else. Yes, Ox Bear from New York. Yes, he runs a podcast also. It's called Ox Populi. And I'm kind of waiting for the next show. Come on, Ox Bear. I wanna hear more shows. I'd really like to hear your New York stories, you know. Okay. Here's a guy, Kevin, from Parkville, Maryland. Hello, Kevin. How are you doing? Wow. And you're nude. Okay, let me see. Marvin from North Little Rock, Arkansas. And, wow, very nice picture there. Chris and Mark from Phoenix, Arizona. Yes, it's nice to hear that there are people from Phoenix, Arizona, Chris and Mark. I think there's another one there. Yeah, STP Bear, Jeff. It's also in Phoenix. Okay. There's one who posted, but he's got a graphic here. Altsobe. Altsobe. Miami, Florida. And I think he's got a blog here. altsobe.stumbleupon.com/about. Something like that. Okay. Lastly. No. There's a couple of more. Oh, there's more. Okay. Dr. Death 198 PA, is it? Yeah, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thank you for listening, Dr. Death. Well, kind of scary, Dr. Death. But anyway, thank you for listening. And one from Brooklyn, New York. Wow, from Brooklyn. Gayest Neil, Growl Cubs and Bears from Brooklyn, New York. Okay, so he's smoking a cigar there. All right, so those are the people. So if you guys want to post into the Frapper page, go to the website, and on the right side, there's a big letters, colorful sign saying Frapper, frapper.com/bearpodcast. You can visit that website. Anyway, okay, so I guess that's it for now. That's all I have for now. Probably I'll be back next week with Roy's Dallas adventures. Could probably talk about that. And I really appreciate you guys listening. It's like, you know, talking to you personally like this. I like it this way, you know, just being natural, just talking to you guys, just talking about bear events and stuff. Well, not only bear events, also a lot of things, a lot of gay stuff and some interesting stories, if ever I can. If you have any comments, guys, send me an email, bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. So, you know, I like to receive emails, and I read and answer all emails, except for the for the spam. Of course, I don't reply to those, and I hope you guys don't either. Anyway, so yeah, whenever I receive an email, I try my best to read it and reply all the time. I can communicate through email all the time. And I get my email, you know, I check my email about 3 or 4 times a day. So you can be sure I can get the email and respond accordingly. And okay, voicemail line. Leave me a voice message, 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Okay, so it's pretty easy to remember. Pick up that cell phone with free long distance and call the number 206-222-BEAR. And the website, check out www.bearpodcast.com. There's a lot of videos. I've been posting a lot of videos and a lot of, not yet pictures. I want to post some pictures from my trip at South Padre Island. I'll do that. Put some captions to it. Yeah, and check out the videos also from that event. And also, I'm trying to set up the video for the American Bear Contest at TBRU. I still haven't compiled that yet. And you'll get to see John McMullen, who I featured for Bear Wolf for the Bear. And you'll see how funny she got a mustache is in the show. So, she was hosting the bear event, which is always fun. All right. Thank you guys for listening. And, so we'll be back next week. And I hope you guys enjoy the rest of the weekend. Okay? Many wolves and many hugs.